Money in the first 2 weeks of the show to run an ad in the paper.
Ooh, let me see. A one-man show based on the life of Charles Darwin.
When I first read this script, I said to myself, there's something about this play that I would go see.
What?
Me, alone on stage for 90 minutes.
90 minutes? I didn't know Ham could keep that long under hot lights.
Food to you guys.
Hey,
we're starving.
Right. I could use some of this stuff.
Yeah, hey, you know what? They gave us extra contest coupons.
Hey.
They give you a coupon with every purchase. If you get two coupons that match, you get the prize that's in them.
Come on, tell me something. Have you ever met or do you know anybody who's ever won one of those contests?
I do.
Who?
Me. I just won. I have a match. I run a complete men's wardrobe.
Hey, congratulations, Laka.
Oh, is that the first time you've ever won anything?
No, once in my country, 1 year, I won the a prize in the lottery.
Oh, yeah? What'd you win, money, Laka?
No, a fly swatter.
That's some lottery. That doesn't sound like much of a prize, Laka.
No, he was a good worker and a very nice man. I got to go and pick up my new threads.
Here, Larga.
I don't know this. Did anybody happen to read John Bowman's review on Ennui's D's Carnival in this morning's paper?
No, I didn't. Do you read a story about the woman who got her cat's head stuck in her mouth?
Jim, I missed that one.
Well, let me find him.
Let me do mine first, okay? John Bowman is one of the biggest critics in New York City, and one of the worst, if you ask me. I mean, he hates everything he sees. I mean, the man does not critique. He humiliates. He's not a reviewer. He's an assassin. Here, look. Read this. Read it for yourself.
A 30-millimeter cannon fired at the stage during production could not hit anything worth saving.
Hey, I'd like to see that. What time did they shoot off the cannon?
Forgettable as all the performances may be, that of Patty Gansel seems to vanish before your eyes. Not only is her acting suspect, but her appearance is so horrifying that it should henceforth be a felony to yell Patty Gansel in a crowded theater.
Ouch.
That is not a nice review.
This is not a nice man. But the terrible part is he has power. Hey, I saw this play, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, it needed work, but it didn't need to be killed. And I know Patty, and she doesn't deserve this.
But Bobby, he's a critic, so what can you do?
I'll tell you exactly what I can do. I can write this guy a letter and tell him what I think of him as a critic and as a human being.
All right, Bobby.
You know, better yet, I'm going to write the newspaper so everybody can read it.
Ooh, good idea. I'm going to get some paper.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm going to tell him exactly.
Bobby, you really serious about this thing?
You bet I am.
Yeah, well, then open up on him, Bob.
No, no, you see, Tony, I have to handle this with some finesse. You see, I don't want to sink to his level.
Bobby.
Yeah?
Slimewad is two words.
Oh,
my pleasure.
Okay, now, your reviews are... Listen, I really need some like, strong adjectives.
How about reprehensible?
Oh, that's good.
Indecent.
Perfect.
Purple.
Not as close.
Good.
Yeah. Signed, Robert L. Wheeler, an actor.
Boy, I hate to get that letter.
That is very strong.
Yeah. Yes, it is, and it's a very angry letter to a very powerful man, Bob.
Yes, and he is really going to know who you are after he gets this letter.
I don't think I need hate in this sentence.
Hey, Bobby, don't change nothing, man. It's perfect. This guy will go crazy when he gets that letter.
You know, you're right. I can't send this.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I can't send this, Tony. Bolton will have me for breakfast. Maybe someday when I'm a big star, you know, then he can't hurt me. But right now, I'm a struggling young actor, and I gotta protect myself.
Wheeler!
Let's drive.
I think you chickened out, Bob.
Tony, I didn't chicken out. That letter could have cost me my career.
It's my thing, Bob.
Iggy?
Yo.
Minus 10 and counting.
This is Bruno's career. Hey.
Hamburger contest.
Get those things off.
Get the cat's head out of her mouth.
Come on, Jim, who cares about that?
Well, I know a cat and a lady who care plenty.
Come on, what's in the paper?
Yeah, it's Bobby's letter. He sent it in, the one about John Bowman.
All right, Bobby, he sent the letter.
He must have changed his mind.
Yeah, it took a lot of courage for him to send that one in.
Yeah,
a whole lot of courage.
An incredible amount of courage.
It wasn't Bobby.
No, not him.
No, somebody must have gone to the trash can and sent the letter to the paper without Bobby knowing about it.
Ah, who could be so rotten?
Louis, how could you?
Do you realize this could cost Bobby his career?
Louis, can I talk to you for a minute?
I kind of figured you'd want to.
I kind of figured you'd do that. So I came prepared to get into that cage.
He's gonna get in the cage. This fortress, he's gonna get in. No way. This is hermetically sealed.
All
Michael, don't come near me. I mean it. I'm going to get him this time. Nobody, nothing's going to stop me.
Hey, Bobby, it's your agent.
My agent's calling me?
Okay, Lou, you stay right there. Alex, come over here, take this. Bobby. Make sure he doesn't slither out of here.
Yeah.
Louie, you know, I've had it. You've had enough. You've really done it this time. When you sent that letter in, you went one step too far. Hello? Yeah, hi. Listen, about that letter, it was a big mistake. Really? That's really nice of you to say. That's, Well, yeah, I guess it did take a little courage to send it. But I've had that guy up to here, you know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to send him another one. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again sometime. That was my agent. He called me. He liked the letter that I wrote to John Bowman. Woo-hoo! Hey.
That's not the only call you got this morning, Bob.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid my little scheme backfired on me. I've been taking messages for you all morning. All of them from people congratulating you on the stand you made.
Yeah?
Here's one from your union president. Tell him we're proud of him. Here's another one, a credit to our profession. Right? Here's one from a repertory company. We wish we had the guts to do it. Look at that.
Holy. Hey, there's some really big names here. Oh, wow. Now I'm a hero and great looking.
I'm proud of you, Bobby. You pounded that guy. Oh.
And that is not all.
What?
I got one here from your producer who said to tell you that because of your letter and the attention that it's drawn, ticket sales have gone crazy.
Hey, I made your pages really
pay off this time, huh?
And
what?
I saved the best for last.
Why?
Your producer also told me to tell you that a certain very special VIP called personally and asked for tickets for your show for tonight.
See me?
Especially to see you.
Ooh, who is it?
Guess.
Oh, come on. Louis, I can't guess. Oh, I mean, is it somebody like real big? I mean, come on.
Big name.
Big
name, Bob. Hey,
please tell me.
Oh, no, you gotta guess. All right, I'll give you hints.
Good.
Listen, are you not? Yeah. Ready?
Two. Two words, two names. First name. Sign. Restrooms.
From here to eternity.
John.
Right.
All right. Second name. Arrow. Oh.
Robin Hood?
The Magnificent Seven.
Jim, wait.
John Archer, John Shooter, John...
Bowman.
John Bowman!
Right.
John Bowman, right. The critic is coming to see me. Yes. John Bowman. The guy I insulted is coming to review me and rip me limb to limb. Oh, God. I'd as soon be descended from that heroic little monkey who braved his most dreaded enemy to save the life of his keeper as from a savage who delights to torture his enemies, practices infanticide with no remorse, knows no decency, and is haunted by the grossest superstitions.
Coffee will be served during the intermission in the lobby.
Hey, Bob. That was...
a disaster.
No. Bobby.
The place stinks. I stink.
Oh, come on, Bob.
Oh, Bowman hates it. Bowman hates it. And I bet you he is loving hating it, too.
Bobby. That was so great. You know, this is the first time I ever see it. And I don't know why everybody say it is too long and boring. You know, I enjoyed it, and to me, I think it was just right.
Well, there's a second act coming up, Blacker.
Not for me, there isn't.
Bobby, it's going great. Better than the last time. Jim laughed through the whole first act.
Look, guys, I know what you're doing, and I really appreciate it. But I know a bomb
when I've been hit by one.
You crazy guy. Charles Darwin, eh? Looney!
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad you like this. Hey, listen, if you guys don't mind, I gotta get myself together here.
Oh, yeah.
I aged 40 years in this thing.
Yeah, I guess it feels that way, huh?
No, Darwin's 40 years older in Act Two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We gotta get out of here.
You're gonna start the second act. Come on, let's get to our seats.
Just a sec. Bobby?
Hmm?
Can I borrow your comb?
Sure. Jim,
why don't you just keep it?
Oh. Thanks.
Okay, Bob.
Alex?
Yeah.
This is the worst night of my entire life.
Oh, no, Bob, you're doing great.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We will now discuss in further detail the struggle for existence.
You know, you were very, very good tonight.
No, I wasn't, Elaine. I stunk tonight.
Oh, come on, Bob. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Hey, Bobby, I think you were great. I mean, you know, in that second act, you were sweating like a pig. I never, never, never seen anybody sweat like that. That's what I call talent.
Unfortunately, the only thing that matters is what Bowman thinks, and he's gonna rip me to shreds.
Oh,
oh my God. John Bowman just walked in the door.
Don't look! Jim!
Why would he be here?
Oh, maybe he's come to kill me with his bare hands. Here comes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
They told me at the theater I could find you here. My name is John Bowman. Or as you referred to me in your letter, the carbuncle on the butt of the American theater. Mr. Carbuncle? My name's Jim Ignatowski. Could I speak to you for a moment in private? Sure. Will you all excuse us for a couple of minutes? Right this way, Bunky.
Jim. He's talking to me.
Oh. Geez, I feel kind of silly. Is he the playwright? To be perfectly honest, Mr. Wheeler, I went to the theater tonight expecting and hoping to hate everything I saw. I was disappointed.
You mean you liked the play?
Are you insane? That play is an excellent argument for dying young.
And what did you like about it?
I thought your performance was engaging and energetic and courageous. Here, it's all here in my review.
One of the most promising young actors to emerge this season. Triumphs over impossible material. He made me feel optimistic about off Broadway theater again. Mr. Bowman, this is amazing. I have to apologize for everything that I said in that letter. For you to come here and show me this, well, I'm overwhelmed. And people are going to know that you have a lot of integrity when this comes out in the newspaper in the morning.
Well, too bad it's not going to come out in the newspaper.
What are you doing?
This is what you should have done with your letter. You see, Mr. Wheeler, a bad review could make you a hero. A good review could make you a star. No review will keep you anonymous. And you can keep on acting in church basements and supermarket openings and your own mirror for the rest of your life. Well, I enjoyed seeing you, Mr. Wheeler. Oh, I've had a wonderful evening.
Hold it. Hold it. Now, you mean you came here to show me this good review just to tear it up in my face? Well, that's the cruelest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Please reconsider. I'll tape it back together.
What am I doing? I'm on my knees here on the floor, groveling in dirt and beer, and for what? Because of what you think to me? Well, that's crazy. The only thing that matters is what I thought of my performance tonight.
Mm. Right. Right on, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Right.
Hey,
that's the Bobby of old.
Bobby, the only thing that matters is your opinion.
Right, and you thought you stunk.
Mr. Walters.